All in favor of the motion on the floor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, signify by saying nay.
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 You got those, Becky? Great. Okay. Thank you, everybody.
BOT Chairman Dave Cleveland. State education officials had voiced concern in September of last year about UWF's withdrawal of unclaimed administrative fees from previous years out of carry-forward funding. In June, Governor Ron DeSantis vetoed the budget for the program, $29.4 million. It provided online platforms that have become more prominent as students and teachers adopt distance learning in the coronavirus pandemic. In a letter to be sent to the Florida Board of Governors, the prevailing sentiment of the UWF board appears to be that it's time to move on.
We're just about to hit the one-year anniversary of dealing with this issue, so it's been lingering, and it's time to get it taken care of. Over the course of that year, there have been reports from the Auditor General and meetings associated with that, letter responses to that. There have been independent auditor reports.
One of the two dissenting votes on the resolution to repay the money came from Trustee Sherry Schneider.
We did the work, and yet we're not paid for the services rendered. To my mind, we're still owed that money. If we give the money back, we've lost our negotiating leverage. And I feel like this money is coming at the cost to the faculty and the students.
Vice Chairman Suzanne Lewis said as a result of the audit, investigation, and reporting, things are being done differently, such as new regulations now in place to prevent a repeat of such events.
We have to move forward with this university intact with its great reputation for its size and its place in this state. No one, especially during these times, wants to see this university lose critical funding.
UWF President Martha Saunders is hoping that returning the funding can bring about closure.
It has drawn out far too long. It has become a distraction and a pull on our human resources, and it was just time to move forward. We have far more pressing issues before us, pandemics, and making sure we're serving our students.
The abolishment of Complete Florida Plus and subsequent refund are not expected to affect any ongoing programs at West Florida, according to Saunders, who became president after the program began operation.
The funding that the CFO has tentatively identified is coming from dormant accounts. They're not currently supporting programs. We were very clear we cannot be depriving active ongoing programs to do this.
Can a program similar to Complete Florida Plus be established again somewhere in some form? Saunders hopes so, at another university, perhaps a state college, or by one of the governing boards.
The part that is so critical, and we use it too, is the library services. All of the digital library services is important to the whole state, so those do need to be preserved. What it would look like, I just don't know.
Still to be determined is how UWF will pay back the $2.4 million. The leading candidates appear to be either incremental payments or as one lump sum. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.